We turn our attention today to Tehillim Kuf Lamed Ches 138. This is Rabbi Weinreb rejoining you. You may remember I presented the first 30 kapitlach, the first 30 chapters of the Sefer Tehillim. Others have filled in, and now I've been given the privilege of teaching the concluding chapters of Tehillim. Just a reminder, for me, Tehillim is most of all the vehicle which we all have to approach the Ribono Shel Olam, to approach God through the words composed by David. And I am leaning heavily upon the commentary of the Radak, which I have before me, the uncensored version of the Radak, and let's begin. It begins with the phrase LeDavid. This is a psalm composed by David. The Radak has told us consistently through his commentary that when a kapitel of Tehillim begins with the word LeDavid, it is particular to the personal experience, the private experience of David himself. And that's how he interprets this particular kapitel. Odecha v'chol libi. God, I will praise you with all of my heart. All of my heart, says the Radak, means all of my intellect and intelligence. B'chol da'ati v'sichli. And David continues, Neged Elohim azamreko. I will sing or praise you before Elohim. Radak feels Elohim here is not to be translated before God, but rather before judges and important people, who are sometimes referred to in the Torah as in Parshas Mishpotim, Ad Ho Elohim Yovo Duvar Shnehem, which means a court case, a complaint in court should be brought to Elohim, to judges, not necessarily to Elohim, to God. So David HaMelech is praising Odecha, and Odecha for the Radak means privately, without verbal expression, but belev levado, in my heart, in my mind, I praise you, I thank you, I am grateful, and I will sing your praises out loud before important people, before the aristocracy, before the leaders of the world. Neged Elohim azamreko. Eshtachave el heichal kodshecha. I will bow toward your holy temple, the Beis HaMikdosh, in which the Oron, the Ark, is. Va'ode es shemecha, I will praise your name, al chastecha va'al amitecha. Again, certainly not for the first time in Tehillim, we have these twin words, chesed and emes, twin words which we have all the way back in Bereshis. Yaakov Avinu says, Kotonti mikol ha-chasodim u-mikol ho-emes. So chesed and emes go together. And I will praise you or thank you or be grateful to your name because of your chesed and your emes. The Radak says, the chesed is, God, because you gave me melucha. You gave me the throne. And emes means you kept your word in giving me the throne, because you promised me the throne. But before I got it, I had to go through tzoros rabos, says the Radak. I had to go through many ordeals, trials and tribulations. But in the end, emes, you kept your word. Ki higdalto al kol shimcho imrosecho. This phrase is a difficult one to translate. And generally, whenever you consult 5, 6, 7 different meforshim, and each one translates it differently, you know that there's a problem here and there's no clear pshat. There's no clear meaning. However, the Radak, I feel, gives a very clear meaning by saying that the words have to be transposed just a bit. It's hafuch. You have to transpose the words so that it's if it would read, not higdalto al kol shimcho imrosecho, but rather ki higdalto al kol imrosecho shemecho. You have to kind of switch around the order of the words shimcho imrosecho. And there are many examples in Tanakh where we have this transposition of words, and the Radak lists some examples. And here, indeed, the Radak tells us that to understand the rules of these kinds of transpositions of the sequence of words in biblical verses, one should consult, recommends the Radak, his own Sefer HaMichlol. The Radak wrote a Sefer, which is basically a grammar, a book of grammar. And the Radak suggests that we study that Sefer, and indeed, that Sefer these days is easily accessible, and I suggest that those of you who are interested in this kind of thing pursue it in the Ramban's Sefer Michlol. But the meaning of the Pasuk then would be, God, I praise you, I'm grateful to you for your MS, because you've kept your promise. Therefore, Higdalto al kol imroscho, you were greater than your promise, Shemecho. Your name, which is Emes, Chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, your name was even greater than your promise. You promised me the Melucha, and you came through. Ki Higdalto al kol imroscho, because you went beyond your promise, Shemecho, with the use of your name. You are indeed, this is saying, and Omer v'yose gozer u'mekayem. You are indeed one who keeps your word. And therefore, higdalto, your word is great, meaning people recognize this. Yigdal Hashem, people will say, because they see, indeed, look at David. Look what he went through. He was promised the Malucha. We would have bet at various points in David's life that he would never make it to become king, and yet he did. Gadol Hashem, God is great. Higdalto, I'll call imrosecho shemecho. Very straightforward, once you make that slight adjustment, very straightforward understanding of the pasuk. But of course, what the Radak is so good at doing, it puts the entire pasuk in a certain context. The context here is the promise of God to David that he would become king, the trials and tribulations and difficulties and frustrations that David went through, at any of which time any observer would have said, no way is this fellow going to become king. But ultimately, chesed and emes. God kept his promise. Biyom korosi vata'aneni. On that day, biyom, which day? The day that I was in great sorrow. The day that I was vonod. The day when I was wandering, fleeing from my life, hiding, I called to you. Vata'aneni. And you answered me and brought me out of hiding, out of being on the run. Tarhiveni v'nafshi oz. You strengthened my soul with great strength. Tarhiveni, the word is, the shoresh is rahav, which means something great or exalted. For the Radak, it means tichazkeni. You strengthened me with your might. You gave me great strength. You gave me the ability to have faith. Continuing, David says, Yoducha Hashem kol malchei oretz. That when you saved me from all of these sorrows, all of these wanderings and seeking refuge, where were the kings of the world at that time? They were watching all of this from afar, and they said, this fellow, he'll never be king. He's on the run. Shaul wants to kill him. He has other enemies. Never is he going to make it. Now that they've seen these Malchei Eretz, these kings of the earth who knew David, they've seen that now he indeed is king, they too are Yoducha. They too praise God. Kishamu imrei ficha. They heard your promise. They knew that you promised me. And they figured, never will this promise be kept. Hoyu no oshim mi malchusi. They despaired of my ever being king. And they felt it's impossible. They were wagering against my ever being king. But now, after having heard imrei ficha, after having heard this promise which they thought was no way, Yoducha Hashem kol malchei oretz. Now they are moda. Now they agree that indeed God is great, and therefore the Radak says this pasuk now Dalid fits very well with his pshat in pasuk Beis, where he transposed the words Al kol shimcha imrosecha to Al kol imrosecha. Parallel here to Imrei Ficha, all your promises, now they are great. Higdalto, Yoducha, now they say God is great, he kept his promise. V'yoshiru b'darchei Hashem. Now these kings will actually sing. They will sing in concert about the ways of God. And they realize the power of God to bring down the mighty and to raise up the lowly. V'yoshiru b'darchei Hashem. And what will they say? What will be the song that they sing? The first half of the pasuk, hey, is just a comment. They will sing the praises or the ways of God. Now comes the actual song, which begins in the second half of pasuk, hey, ki gadol kavod Hashem. They will say, God is great. Ki gadol kavod Hashem. Brings us back to pasuk Beis, ki higdalta al kol shimcha, that now they will say God is great, and they will continue. For the Radak pasuk Vav is also part of what they will say, also part of the Yoducha Hashem kol malchei oretz. It is the praise of the kings, and the kings will say, ki rom Hashem, God is exalted. In other words, he's way up on high, but v'shafol yireh, he sees those who are way down below, which is the opposite of what some say. And here the Radak puts out the words of Iov, Perek Chof Beis, Posuk Yudalid, the claim that scoffers make, the people who deny the Hashgacha, the divine providence. They say, ovim seiser lo, the clouds are a hiding place for him, v'lo yireh, and he cannot see. V'chug shomayim yishaloch, God is up in the heavens, he doesn't see what's happening down below. Now, when they see that I came out of the terrible, terrible traps that I was in and became king, now they say, indeed, God is the mashkiach batachtonim. God is the one who sees what's happening down below. He cares about every little detail. Ki rom Hashem, he may be rom, he may be very high, but v'shafol yireh, he can see through those clouds, he can see all the way down to the details of human activities. V'gavoa mimerchok yiyedo. Another difficult phrase. The Radak understands it to mean, v'gavoa, God who is Gavoha, parallel to Rom, God who is high, Mimer Chok, from his faraway places, from the distant heavens, Yeyedo, Radak says, is in the Hif'il, is in the causative binyan, and it means, from there he will, from the high places, V'Gavoha, Mimer Chok, Yeyedo, he will make himself known to human beings down here below. They will know. He will make them know. Hifal yiyedah, he will make them know that he sees them. That is the Radak's understanding. The Radak quotes another understanding of the word yiyedah. Not he will cause them to know, he will cause them to acknowledge, but rather yiyedah means he will break them. He will bring them down. He will shatter them. Where do you find the word Shoresh Yud Dalet Ayin, which always means to know, and is often interpreted to mean to know in a very familiar, intimate sense? Where does it mean to break? The Radak quotes a posuk in Shoftim, Sefer Shoftim, Perek Ches, posuk Tez Zayin. Look it up, where the posuk reads, Vayoda Bohem Anshe Sukkos. And there it means the people of Sukkos were able to break them, to shatter them. The meaning then of this pasuk, v'gavoa mimerchok yeyedo, would mean God is gavoa. God is seen as being mimerchok. The arrogant people, the haughty people on earth see God as being distant, far away, mimerchok. But God will break them. He will bring them down. He is Rom, but he will bring, he sees the lowly person, does good for him, and he breaks the mighty person. He breaks those who think of themselves as being haughty and mighty. That's the meaning of the word Yeyedo. It's interesting, I came across it as now, today is toward the very end of the month of Adar, and it is the 29th day of Adar that I'm dictating this, and I've just been studying the Haggadah Shel Pesach and looking at the commentary of Rabbi Eleza Ashkenazi, the famous commentary Ma'asei Hashem. And he has an approach there, which is an interesting one, but one of the things he does is he too understands, like the Radak, of course, Rabbi Eleza Ashkenazi lived in the 16th century, long after the Radak, but he occasionally translates the word Yud Shoresh Yud Dalet Ayin in the same way, to mean to shatter, to break, to suffer pain. And doing that, in a lengthy analysis, he interprets the famous words of Avrohom by the Bris Ben HaBesorim. When Avrohom Avinu says to God, after God promises him the land of Israel, Avraham turns to God and says, "Bamo eda ki eiroshenu," which normally is translated, "How will I know? What proof do I have that I will indeed inherit the land of Israel?" The Ma'aseh Hashem, Loz Ashkenazi, suggests that "Bamo eda" means God. What will I have to suffer in order to inherit the land? Eretz Yisrael is nicknamed Biyisurin. You only achieve the land of Israel through some type of suffering, through some pain. Bamo eda, what will I have to suffer? How will I have to be broken? What will my children have to go through in order to be privileged to go into the land of Eretz Yisrael? Very interesting way of using a word which we all think we know the meaning of, but you know, sometimes it means something very different, and our great commentaries find ways of interpreting psukim ingeniously, provocatively, as the Rabbi Eleza Ashkenazi does with the famous pasuk "Bamo eda ki iroshena." But let's continue. Kapitel kuf lamet ches pasuk zayin im eilech. So until now, the past two psukim from ki gadol kvod Hashem ki rom Hashem b'shofol yireh v'gavoh mimercha ki yedo. That's all the song, the shir of the malchei oretz, of the kings who now have seen God's providence in bringing back and restoring to David the melucha, the kingdom. But now David himself speaks, and he says, Im eileich bekerev tzoro, Radak, kerev tzoro means be'omek hatzoro, in the deep depths of difficulty, in the deep depths of sickness, of war, of problem, of hunger, of recession, in the depths of it, bekerev tzora. I'm walking in the worst of the worst, in the bottom of the pit. Techayeni, God, you will still sustain me. You will revive me. Very important pasuk, when one prays and feels oneself to be bekerev tzora. How encouraging it is to use these words, Im eileich bekerev tzora. I am in the belly of tzoros. I am in the omek, the depth of tzora. Tichayeni, God, you will still revive me, resuscitate me, enliven me. Al af oivai, Radak, in spite of my enemies, tishlach yodecha, you will send forth your hand, v'soshieni yeminecha, and you will rescue me with your right hand. in spite of my enemies, meaning afoivai. No matter how my enemies, and again, enemies don't have to be warriors. Enemies can be disease, financial difficulties, all sorts of personal woes, family problems, whatever. They're all enemies. And David is saying, even when I am the kerev tzora, God techayeni, al afoivai, in spite of, no matter how powerful and resistant my enemies are, tishlach yodecha v'soshieni yeminecha, you will save me, you will rescue me. And God, David continues, Hashem yigmor ba'adi, God, you have started the process of bringing me back from all of my sorrows, of restoring to me, of giving me the melucha, the kingdom. But you've just begun. I'm confident that you will continue in this process. Yigmor ba'adi, you will complete the process. And now David calls out to Hashem, this next Hashem, next Shem, Shemayim here in Pasuk Ches, Radak says, is a kriya, is a divine, is a call from David to God. Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, chastecha, your grace, la'olam, should be with me forever. Ma'aseh yodecha, God, I experience myself to be your handiwork. I have what Gentile philosophers call in German, Kreaturgefühl. I feel myself to be your creature. Ma'aseh yodecha, I experience to be myself your handiwork, your ma'aseh yodayim. And therefore, God, since I have this experience of being your handiwork, your product, your production, I am what you made of me, al teref, don't loosen, don't lose the grip, don't weaken the chesed that you do for me. So here we have had now another beautiful, beautiful perek of Tehillim, a short one, but one that's to me a personal favorite when I experience difficulties of whatever sort. This is one of the kapitlach Tehillim that I use and that I recommend be said. For one thing, it's short. For the other thing, it touches upon so many themes that relate to the existential experiences of every one of us. It's Hashem. Tomorrow we will continue with Kapitel Kuf Lamed Tes.